Hey, thanks for checking out our show. If you like what you hear, we have tons of additional content at patreon.com/themedialunchbreak.
Sometimes you do stuff you don't like you have to do.
I do a lot of stuff I'm not proud of.
Oh, we're recording one of those things right now, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Fucking tired.
Yeah.
How was the eclipse?
Oh, right. That happened. It was fun. We went out to a park. We did a little picnic thing. Took the kids out from school a little early because the schools weren't doing nothing with this whole eclipse thing. You know, it only happens once every 20 years or something, so...
Well, to be fair, the eclipse that you saw happens not very frequently, but pretty frequently.
Yes, it does, but it doesn't happen the amount of totality that we were getting doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, because I went out, I drove 5.5 hours.
To see full totality?
Full totality.
Ooh.
In Rochester, New York. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
The day before.
Yeah.
We were driving there.
Yeah.
Clear blue skies.
Uh-huh. And
let me tell you.
Yeah.
The day after.
Yeah.
When we were driving home.
Yeah.
Clear blue skies.
Oh, sounds perfect.
But let me tell you.
Yeah.
The day sandwiched in between those two.
Wait, let me just check my calculations. That would be the day. Hold on, carry the one. Uh-huh. Divide by two, and pi is 3.14. That would be the day of the eclipse.
How far can you get in pi?
Don't divert from this subject.
Yeah, the day of the eclipse.
Yes, okay, uh-huh.
That day,
yes.
That specific day.
Yes.
Was the cloudiest fucking day I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Ah, nards.
It was still kind of cool. There's something that happens in totality where there's a 360 degree sunset.
Oh, okay.
So it went pitch black for about 4 minutes.
Oh,
like it was
cool.
Like midnight at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that was cool. But I didn't get to see. I'm a big science nerd. I'm a big astronomy nerd.
Yeah, you are.
And there's a bunch of stuff that weird shit that happens during totality. Stuff that we can't even fully explain yet because this happens so rarely. And, you know, looking at the sun is bad.
Yeah.
So it's hard to explain a lot of things since you can't even look at it while it's happening.
Like people turn into werewolves, stuff like that.
No, that's just the moon in general.
Well, explain it then.
Okay, it's not real.
Exactly.
Anywho, there's stuff like what we think is the like light waves being bent by the gravity of the moon. If you lay down like a white sheet, there's like shadows dancing on it and shit during a full solar eclipse and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I didn't get to see any of that shit.
Yeah. So, but it still went black for like 4 minutes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If it helps here in the Big Apple, before the time of like, now we were going to get 90% totality. And before 90% clear blue skies, right? And then after the 90% totality, clear blue skies. And then during the time of the totality, giant ass cloud just moves.
So it's basically
right on
the
in.
Same thing,
yeah,
I experienced, but on a
that.
More condensed level.
Yeah. We had it over the course of like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, wow, this is so cool. Oh, it's so cool.
Where'd it go?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here's the other thing about totality. If you ever want to try to do this, the next one in the United States is The next one in the United States is in 20 years, but there's others all around the world. So if you're listening from somewhere else or if you think you want to travel that place, Spain has like two coming up in the next few years. But in full totality, while it's in that 3 minute thing, you can take off the solar eclipse glasses.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because it's so blocked that it's actually not even.
Yeah.
And you did that?
No. Well, yeah, I didn't even put them on.
And you're blind.
No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It was literally like looking up at clouds all day. I mean, I could have had the exact same experience last night at around 1 a.m.
Did you?
A bit. Yeah, I actually kind of did.
So you were drinking at 1 a.m. as well?
That's right. Yeah. I wish I had been drinking.
Surprised you weren't.
I had a glass of wine.
So did I.
Really?
Yes.
In the park? Isn't that illegal?
Are there cops listening to this? What are they going to prove?
Yeah, all they got was a confession.
I mean, you don't know. I could have been lying for the sake of content. Content is king.
Yeah, but lying is also a crime.
Not on a podcast, it's not.
That's right. Yeah, telling the truth on a podcast is a crime.
That's where the issue lies right there.
Yeah, anyway, I have the biggest...
everybody. Welcome to the Media Lunch Break, bringing you all of your comic, geek, and movie news on the time it takes to eat a good sandwich and lie about the fact that you did it. My name is Chris Treble. Alongside me, as always, is my co-host, Andrew Dunn. Say hello, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. I'm here. I'm here,
that's
Chris.
That's all we're asking of you.
I'm here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
What more do you think we want from you?
I don't know. Like, do a show? Have some jokes?
No. I never know.
Maybe even talk a little bit about Tabletop Beard, because Tabletop Beard mixes beard care and nerdiness in the best ways, Chris.
Does it ever.
They have everything your little nerd beard needs to stay healthy and smell great. They've got oils, butters, balms, and over a dozen different scents, like Ranger, which smells like forest, fresh rain, and leather, and Paladin, which smells like barbershop and amber. Mm. Head over to tabletopbeard.com for free shipping on orders of $50 or more, free returns within 30 days, and get 10% off your first order when you sign up for their newsletter.
I've been using the Tabletop Beard the last couple of days, actually. I've been enjoying it quite nicely. I love it.
Yeah.
It's got a different oil for every day. The last couple of days, it's been kind of nice and light out, a little warm out. So I was using the blood orange scented.
Oh, giving me the oil.
Nice, light, airy. Yeah, it's lovely. Today was... What was today? It wasn't leather. It was close to leather. Is it steel?
Could be.
Something like that.
You're not even using the names?
I had the names logged in my head. I was going to go get the bottle in the night. Yeah. It might be Fighter is the one I have on today.
I couldn't tell you, Chris, not for $1 million, because I haven't started mine yet, because I got a new microphone that I wanted to use with while making this video, because I'm so proud of it. And I took it out of the box. And I couldn't turn it on.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, it's battery powered. It has to charge. So I charged it for 2 hours and then I unplugged it and I couldn't turn it on. So then I was like, well, I'll let it charge a little longer. So I let it charge overnight and then I unplugged it and I couldn't turn it on. And Chris, wouldn't you know it? It's fucking broken right out of the box.
No.
So I'm still going to make the video, but I finally got the time to make it. And I spent the whole time charging a dead microphone. So I'm going to try to make the video tonight.
Okay.
Video should be up hopefully by the time this episode airs, and we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Good for you. Good for you.
I'm going to try for a couple. You.
Good for you. Can you put in just the Christian Bale audio right there?
I can. I won't.
Just do it.
I will put in the Shia LaBeouf "Just Do It" though.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I'm going to try a few more of the oils. I want to try a few more of the oils to be able to talk about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I'm loving the Tabletop Beard. You know what else I'm loving, Andrew?
McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Is it sad?
That's what I love about you. That's what I love about you, Chris, is we finish each other's sandwiches. Yeah, we sure do. Yeah.
Is it sad or
yes.
amazing that we were able to do that at the same time?
Yes.
Excellent. Andrew.
What?
Guess what?
What?
It's the best damn day of the week, Andrew.
What day? What day could it possibly be? Oh, my
Newsday,
God.
Everybody.
It's the Tuesday news day.
I know. It snuck right up on you.
It always does. It sneaks right up me.
Right up inside.
In the cockles of my heart.
Oh, well, I'm surprised it made it all the way up there from where it entered.
Yeah.
Should we get to the news?
I guess we should get to the news.
I got some news. You got some news?
I do. I have some news.
Okay. Well, I've got some DC news. I've got some Marvel. No, I'm not going to do that bit anymore. I'm not going to do that bit again. I would never do it again.
I guarantee no one listening remembers that bit. It's from like our first 2 years.
Should I bring it back again?
No.
Is that what you want me to do?
No, I do not.
As God is my
witness. Because I write jokes, unlike some people, and I don't like it when you take my news stories and then I have to insert the joke seamlessly some other way.
Well, chances are that's going to happen for today anyway. But anyway, go ahead.
Would you like me to start?
Yes, please do.
Oh, great.
Let's get to the news.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I think we should. Chris, the Silver Surfer has just been cast in the MCU's upcoming Fantastic Four film, and the character will be played by Julia Garner. Now, I'm just as progressive as any Tom, Dick, or Marx, but I have to say, casting a woman in this role is a horrible idea, and not because of wokeism, or because of the MCU, or because of the 2016 reboot of Ghostbusters.
That one was felt personal.
It was a little bit. I did think of you when I wrote it. But it's because the Silver Surfer is supposed to make me question my sexuality. How am I supposed to pretend to be confused about my boner now? I guess I just have to pretend to be gay for the rest of my life. Yep. Oh, wait, Galactus is going to be in this, too. I'm back, baby. Confusing boners for everyone.
Yay.
What do you think about this? The casting, not the boners.
I mean, I have many thoughts on the boners. Not so many as far as the casting.
I have many boners on the thoughts.
Oh. It works out both ways, then. Excellent.
It does, yeah. Both ways is right.
I mean, I tried to think. I know she was in Ozark, which I have not seen, but I've heard nothing. But
yeah, I haven't seen her in fucking anything.
Amazing things about her. I think she was nominated for an Emmy for Ozark. She might have won. Wow. I can't even remember.
Somehow she was nominated for an Oscar for Ozark. It's the first time that's ever happened.
I know. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, but I think this is great. Did we... Here was my question. Well, actually, I have two questions. One for you and just one in general. Actually, technically, you're the only person here other than me, so both for you.
Are you going to answer it?
I mean, listen, it wouldn't be unprecedented for me to do that.
Yeah.
One.
High five yourself.
She's playing Shala Baal, and I think I'm saying that right. Is that the Silver Surfer we know as the Marvel Man on this podcast? Is that a version of the Silver Surfer? Is that the Silver Surfer that we all know and love? Or is that a different version? Am I crazy about this?
So Shala Baal, aside from being the thing that the guy in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom says was when he's ripping hearts out.
Of course.
Aside from that is, I can never remember his fucking name. His last name is Rad. His name's like Norman Rad is like the real name of the Silver Surfer. I should probably look that up, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Sometimes I call him Norman Reedus by accident. So Shala Baal is a character in the comics.
Yes.
Sort of adjacent to the Silver Surfer for most of her lifespan, like most of her time in the comics. She has been mostly like a plot device for him because they fell in love and then Galactus came to their planet. And then the Silver Surfer was like, or at the time, I forget his name, Rad. That's all I remember is like, it's such a fucking funny name. Rad was like, hey, don't eat my planet. And if you spare my planet, I'll be your servant. I'll do whatever you want. And Galactus is like, okay, cool, whatever. Because these guys are basically immortal anyway. The people who live on this planet, they live forever.
Right.
So he's like, okay, cool, good deal. And so he spares the planet. And then like anytime a writer needed somebody to like get around the Silver Surfer or something, they would be like, well, he just has the woman that he loves.
Okay.
And they'd be like, ah, now I've got the woman that you love, Silver Surfer. You can't hurt me now. So like that was 90% of it for a long time. Eventually, there started being like what ifs and sort of alternate universe takes on her where I know there's one where instead of him stepping up, she steps up and becomes sort of a Silver Surfer. But she doesn't look like that. Like she looks super different. Actually, I think in that one, she's like gold. And then there is also like another, like a more recent comic where there's also a what if where I think she and him also become like are both at the same time Silver Surfers. We're like
on the same board.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. It's very crowded. Impressive. It's like a tandem bike, but it's a surfboard.
But it's a surfboard. It's a tandem surfboard. So it's not one long board.
Oh, it's a real
with
long
two
board.
People on it. It's two individual boards and they look like they're married at the points. Is that what it is? That's a tandem surfboard.
I'm not understanding what you're describing.
So it's like instead of just one big board and there's two people on it, it's a little.
Big boards with one person on it.
It's a board and another board.
Like what? Like duct tape together?
Like this. I know this is a visual thing, but like that. And the points come together.
Yeah, first of all, no one can see you except for me, and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what that is.
Excellent. Well, if no one can see anyway, it, I'm glad it didn't make
there's
sense.
There's a thing where Galactus, I think Galactus died, and then someone else became
Galactus?
The Galactus.
Okay.
Somehow, like, got the power supreme or whatever, the Chalupa supreme.
Yeah.
And then that person needed a herald. So, like, the Silver Surfer still existed because Galactus died, and Silver Surfer was like, sick, I got all my powers still. And then new Galactus needed a herald and went to Shala Baal. And so there is, like, this alternate universe where there are two heralds, but she has mostly been sort of a plot device for the Silver Surfer's storylines. But I suspect, because everything's saying she's going to be the Silver Surfer, I suspect we're getting one of those two versions.
Right.
Either the one where she's like gold and she's, you know, and they don't. Because there's also a rumor that the Fantastic Four, this movie, is taking place in an alternate universe also.
Right.
So there's a, you know, I don't know if they're going to go with well, Rad never became the Silver Surfer. This person did. And so it's just a female version of the Silver Surfer where she's like all gold or whatever. Or if they're going to do the other one where there are two of them, because when she became the second Silver Surfer,
right,
she has like normal clothes. She's dressed like Gambit from the X-Men. I don't know why, but like she's got like this weird headband, cool, and like a trench coat and like a quarterstaff. But she's,
I like that.
Yeah. So I don't know which one they're going to go. Like, she just looks like a regular person in like cool clothes in that one. So I don't know which one they're going to do.
How much will the internet lose its goddamn mind if the Silver Surfer is not the Silver Surfer? Also, if the Silver Surfer is not silver, I will say there is some merit to that argument. If you make a Silver Surfer and she's not silver.
Well, you just don't call her the Silver Surfer. You call her Galactus's Herald.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. I guess all the articles are saying Silver Surfer, but that doesn't mean she's actually the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, I think the only reason the Silver Surfer is called the Silver Surfer is because people on Earth sort of gave him that name because of the way he looks.
Well, that's just prejudice.
It is. It's racist.
Yeah.
It's really more of an off-white.
You know, you're not wrong on that. It's more of a reflective. Yeah. He should be the Reflective Surfer, yeah, if anything, yeah, else. The Mercury Surfer?
That's baller, actually. That's a better name.
Mercury Surfer? Oh, it's a good name for a band, I think.
It's a good name for a porn star.
Ooh, it's a name for my porn star.
You have
not me as a porn star.
You have a porn star.
I'm representing a porn star. Okay, I'm their agent and their
and
manager.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm changing my name to Mercury, whatever we said.
Yeah,
surfboard.
Exactly. Whatever.
I don't remember.
So, one. Oh, this creates so many questions.
Also, wait, you also asked me a question earlier, which was about like, can you imagine the uproar on the internet? Chris, since this news came out, have you been online?
Not really, no.
People are already fucking shitting themselves.
Oh, of course they are. Absolutely they are.
Jesus.
Again, are they going to... Well, okay. Two, did we know that the Silver Surfer was going to be in this before this announcement was made?
We
I
did
don't
not,
think so,
no,
right?
There was a rumor.
Okay.
But we did
I was
not
like,
know.
I'm not crazy on this.
No.
Okay. So, basically, what I'm going to say then is, I think you're right. This movie takes place in an alternate reality. She's whatever the equivalent of the Silver Surfer is. At the end of this movie, they get launched into the MCU proper. And post-credit scene, we're going to see the real Silver Surfer revealed.
Yeah, could be. I mean, I think also there's an equal chance that the Silver Surfer is in this movie.
That the normal Silver Surfer is in this movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She just
I should
looks,
look up his name. It's Mr. Rad.
Right, but she just plays this character as the normal Silver Surfer.
No. I'm saying I think they like Norrin.
You think this is tandem surfboard?
Yeah, either because there is, like I said, there's precedent for there being two Silver Surfers. I think that Galactus could have two Heralds. I think there might
How
be
many Heralds does one entity need? Yeah, egotistical son
he's
of a bitch.
Very important. He needs many assistants.
I mean, yeah, but
they're like, taking coffee orders.
I'm like,
they're answering voicemails,
right? But they don't need to do the same job. They don't both need to be a herald,
taking minutes in the meeting.
One is heralding the world to let them know that of their imminent demise, and the other one is like tending his BlackBerry or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think Galactus has ever had one named Harold?
A herald named Harold?
Harold the Herald.
I mean, law of averages says...
Yeah, probably, right?
You know, it's got to happen eventually. Although, I mean, how long does a herald for... You know what? He's probably swallowing those things by accident all the time, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because their job is to go to the world that he's gonna eat.
Yeah.
And it's this little
if
tiny...
If you don't get out of the way in time.
Exactly. It's like a fly or something to him. You know what I mean? It, like, every you ever, like... You're riding your bike or something. You're like, I swallowed a bug. That yeah. type of thing. It's got. That's what a herald is for him.
Yeah.
It's just this little thing that he's just like, did I just swallow my herald? Shit. I
just swallowed a fly on a surfboard.
And if he swallows his herald and he has to get another one, does he have to spare that world as well? Or is he just like, hey, dude, everyone else here is dead. But you, can you surf? Because if you can... Things are looking up for you.
Chris Hemsworth is saved.
Yeah, everyone in Australia is safe,
yeah.
by the way. Yeah, you're all good.
A bunch of people are just like covering themselves in silver paint.
They're just spreading mercury all over themselves. All right, what else? Let's see. What
are those all the questions you had about the Silver Surfer?
If it's not, I'll come back to it. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Andrew, we have a director for Supergirl. the form of Craig Gillespie. Now, Craig Gillespie previously directed Pam and Tommy, Cruella, and I, Tonya.
Is that all one movie?
Yes, it's all one movie.
Pam and Tommy,
Cruella, I, Tonya.
I would watch that movie, though.
That'd be a very interesting movie.
It sounds like, what's that play that gets, like, Joan of Arc and, like, I don't know, Queen Antoinette, and we learned about it in school, Chris.
Know. Doubt?
Top Girls.
Sure.
Doubt. No, Chris. It's not Doubt.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it was Doubt.
No.
Are you sure?
You're thinking of Meryl Streep and Sir Anthony Hopkins. No, what's his name? Philip Seymour Hopkins.
You couldn't have been more right, no matter which way you said that. There was no wrong answer to what you were about to say. It's incredible. Incredible feat you just pulled there. Just amazing. They gave you a degree. Jesus Christ. I mean, I couldn't remember the name of the fucking play, so what do I know? But yeah, there's a director. Now, here's the thing. First of all, have you ever seen I, Tonya?
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Fantastic. Cruella's pretty good, too. I did see Pam and Tommy. But somebody pointed this out, and I thought it was an interesting note that gives me great hope for this movie. Not that I didn't already have great hope for this movie. Already a pretty good director. I mean, that's a pretty good track record. Cruella was, you know, I saw Cruella. It was better than that movie should have been, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. Yeah.
I, Tonya was Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
Right. Pam and Tommy did pretty well as well. All three of those, though, female leads in them.
Yeah.
So this guy knows how to helm a project about a female lead, which is what you want in something like.
Yeah.
The like Supergirl. Especially the Supergirl story that we're getting.
Yeah. Because for anyone who doesn't know, it's written by Tom King. And it's a very unique kind of story in the way that he writes stuff in general tends to be. So, yeah, that's interesting.
It's also a very different version of Supergirl that we've seen.
Yes.
Much tougher, much more jaded.
Right. Yeah. Not as dogmatic.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Justice. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Very interesting. A lot of nuance to that character, which is great because I think we talked about this when we read the comic. She needs something that separates her from Kal-El.
Yes.
And it does a good job of being like, no, these are different people. And here's where you can see that.
Yeah.
So like, this is sort of an off kilter movie that needs someone like, say, I was even thinking like a Coen brothers or something like that.
Right.
Someone to like,
right.
Who could really throw a wrench in a storyline and turn it upside down. And I think based on the movies, even though I just said I haven't seen a single one of them, based on the movies you've read, I agree. It sounds like this guy might be pretty good for the job.
It's funny because he directed I, Tonya about Tonya Harding, and this version of Supergirl is like the Tonya Harding of superheroes.
Because she ice skates.
Because she ice skates and she doesn't mind clubbing somebody in the knee.
Yeah.
Allegedly. What's she going to do? Sue us? I mean, she could. But
she's alive?
Yeah, she's alive. She's still out there. She was doing the boxing for a little while.
She was boxing?
She was boxing.
Tonya was a boxer? That's not her name, is it?
Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, that's the one.
Yeah, she was a female boxer for a little while.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I forget what she's doing.
All right,
now.
We got to stop talking shit about her right now.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to come and kick the shit out of you.
Well, you can't kick in boxing, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you also can't allegedly club somebody in the knee in ice skating, and yet...
Here we are.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but she is kind of like the Tonya. If you having watched the movie I, Tonya, she was like an amazing ice skater, but was always considered like second best compared to Nancy Kerrigan because Nancy Kerrigan was all the stereotypical ice skater.
And she refused to club someone in the knee.
And Supergirl in this version is like she's got her cousin, the ultimate Boy Scout of a superhero. And she is like this, even though she has all the powers and the abilities of him as well, she is considered like the second best because she's a little more rough around the edges, you know, which I like. And I'm like, oh, this actually fits perfectly for this story. is this guy doing this? He'll know exactly how to treat this character.
Yeah, sounds like a good choice.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good choice. What else do you got, sir?
Oh, Chris.
We're moving right along here.
Yeah, this next segment actually reminds me of growing up as a young man in the South.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because we're young, dumb, and full of trailers.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And, Chris, the first trailer I want to talk about.
Yeah?
It's a big one.
Oh, yeah?
Because we've been waiting for this one for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
It takes two universally loved icons and serves them to us on a silver platter. I'm, of course, talking about the upcoming Jake Busey film, Bikers vs. Werewolves.
Of course. What else would we be talking about?
Did you see the trailer for this?
I did not. Please describe it to me in great detail.
Well, on the one hand...
Or would you like me to watch it right now? And
no,
then we'll
no,
come
no.
Back?
I can summarize it. It might take a while, but let's see what I can do. Because on the one hand, you got the bikers.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And they're sort of versus-ing what you got on the other hand here, which is the werewolves.
Right. So let me get this straight. So you've got werewolves, right? And they
okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got werewolves, right?
Yeah.
They're just itching for a fight.
Yeah, because of the fleas.
Right. So I mean, you could say someone to verse says against.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're itching for someone to verses against.
And in comes, not just to be clear, not someone in a car.
That's right.
But actual, but.
But on like on, a. Bicycle on a, with
on a
bicycle, motor.
On a bicycle?
With a motor.
With a motor. So a motorcycle, if you will.
A motorbike. If you
would grant me such a term.
You could call it a motorcycle. It's like a bicycle, but with a motor.
Right.
Like a motorcycle.
Right. And the people on the bikes would be, I guess, bikers.
Yeah, you could call them bikers.
Bikers, yeah.
They are people who bike.
And these two groups, they come together not in harmony.
Correct.
But in warfare.
Yeah.
And blood will be shed?
According to the trailer, there's quite a bit of blood.
Interesting. Well, this seems like, I don't know. I don't know if I can watch this in theaters because it seems like a plot that's going to be so... dense. I'm going to have to really kind of sit down and
yeah. Well, let me tell you, I've got the AMC all you can watch movie buffet thing, and I'm going to see this 12 times.
You're going to have to just to even understand.
Just to understand
what
happened even here. An iota. I mean, a little bit. It's a head scratcher, Chris. You thought Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy was over your head? Fuck that noise. It looks like fucking trying to put the circle in the square hole compared to this.
This is. We were wondering what was going to come after Oppenheimer, and I'm glad that we have answered that question.
Yeah. I mean, there was Barbie versus Oppenheimer, and now...
Right.
Bikers versus werewolves.
Versus werewolves. The natural progression.
It's an evolution, you might say. Ooh. Let's stop talking about this movie, Chris.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of other stuff. You know what? I'll save the real one for the end. But Tales of the Empire, I don't know if you saw the trailer for that.
I did not. I saw that there was a trailer, but I didn't
watch
the trailer.
Looks pretty good. I don't quite have a handle on who it's for. I can't tell if it's like for a... It might be for like teenagers.
Okay.
It's definitely like... subdued. There are times where like you're like, oh, a normal human being would use the word kill there, but you're saying destroy,
right?
Because it's for kids, but it's also like very dark, and I'm like, I don't quite
kids
know
are dark, Andrew.
That's racist.
They're dark and they're brooding.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Wow.
You said it.
I said brooding.
You said dark.
Well, you know what I, but then I clarified.
Some of my best friends are children. Sorry.
Wow. This just gets better and better for you.
Yeah. What's the name? What's the actor's name who played the dad in Beetlejuice? Never mind. There's also a movie called...
Cellmate, you mean? Is that what you're...
There's a movie called Fly Me to the Moon. That's a ScarJo and... what's his face? Channing Tatum.
This is like a retro looking.
Yeah, it's like it's about the start of NASA and getting to the moon.
Spoiler alert: they didn't do it, but Stanley Kubrick filmed the whole thing.
Oh, but it also, I mean, there's a lot of jokes about that in this. This looks like a comedy for the most part, but it's I can't tell how much of this is like biopic if it's real. Right. Because like there is some stuff that I'm like, okay, I know that's true. Where like
you're like the 60s really did happen.
That's true. Everyone was stoned. But the only reason we even funded NASA to get to the moon was because of morale, and we were worried that if the Russians did it first, it would make the US look bad. So yeah. JFK just like funneled as much fucking tax money as he could into it.
Yeah, he just said it in a speech. He was like, we're going to the moon, and then everyone went, oh fuck. We gotta do it. Shit. Did you see that? The president said it on television or something. God damn it.
He said, ask not what your country can do for you. Instead, get to the fucking moon, boys.
They were like, ah, shit, there's only three channels now. Everybody watched that. They were like, why couldn't he say this when there were 20 channels when nobody would have watched it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, fuck. I guess we gotta go to the moon now.
But yeah, I don't know. It looks okay. It's got the dean from Community in it. What's his face?
Jim Nash?
Nope.
The dean from Community?
Yeah, that's not his name. Jim Nash?
Isn't it?
No.
Hold on.
I'd know it if I heard it.
It's
Moby.
It's
somebody.
You know he's gotten that comparison before.
It might be. It's Jim something, I think, but it's not Nash.
Jim Rash.
There it is.
It's Rash.
It sure is.
That's why. Okay.
Wow, that's worse.
I was fucking close on that one.
That's a worse name, though.
You know that man is an Academy Award winner?
I do, for writing The Descendants?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So's crazy. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ken Young as a doctor. That's what he is.
Yep.
Anyway.
You thought he was a doctor as well? That's impressive.
No, I was about to say Ken Young also is an Oscar winner, and then I was like, no, he's not. I was thinking he's a doctor.
No, he's just a doctor.
He's just a life-saving human being.
The Oscar of professions.
Yo, though. So Jim Rash plays a director who NASA hires to make a fake moon landing in case we don't make it to the moon.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I don't know if that's true.
But it's not Stanley Kubrick.
They make a joke about, like, you should have gotten Stanley Kubrick to do this or something.
That's funny. That's funny.
What
jokes.
Else did we get? Pool Man?
All I've heard about Pool Man is that it's fucking terrible.
It doesn't that's look very good.
No, I've heard it's...
I was surprised because it's written by, directed by, and stars Chris Pine. Which I would think... I don't know. I love Chris Pine. I thought this would be much more interesting looking.
I do too. I've just heard it's very... It played at all the film festivals, and I forget which one somebody saw it at, but someone saw it and said it was very, like, it's very run of the mill.
Yeah.
It's doing all the things you think one of these, like, L.A. noir type of movies would do and doesn't have a sort of payoff.
It feels like a movie that Jason Bateman would be in now.
Yeah.
Like, the types of movies he's been doing are like, yeah, okay, another one of these.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, this is what I've heard about The Pool Man.
The Pool Man.
I saw that there was a trailer for this, and I remember hearing how it was, and hearing it was so bad that I was like, well, I'm not even going to bother watching the trailer for this.
Honestly, it's worth a watch. I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks generic.
That's what everyone has been saying. It just looks very generic.
It's like totally without any charm at all, which is so strange for Chris Pine.
Because Chris Pine is nothing but charm.
I know. I don't know if this is his attempt to try to play a different type of character, because he's still playing the same type of character he always plays, just without the charm.
But with a beard.
Yeah.
So... maybe that's what it's doing. Maybe the beard is blocking the charm. The beard is a charm blocker.
No, I promise you it only adds charm.
That's what you think. Why do you think I keep my...
Have you seen me without a beard? You want me to shave this off and we can have a chat?
Shave it off. I have seen you without a beard. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it sucks.
I love it. I like clean shaven, Andrew.
No, no one does.
From head to toe.
Wait, hang on a second. Are you saying you like... when you say you like clean shaven Andrew...
Yes.
Is that...
yes.
You like clean shaving Andrew?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's chat after this.
Okay.
Because I might have a job for you. It's a... Never mind. I've also got the Joker 2 trailer, which... uh-huh. Joker 2 or Folia...
Folia... It's the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
So what do you think of the trailer? Did you see the trailer?
I did see the trailer. I watched it a couple of times, actually. Now that we... okay, one, they said it was a musical, and they are musicaling it all over this trailer.
Interesting.
Which, one, I'm like, good for you. for actually acknowledging that you're a real musical.
Because I didn't... did they show any singing?
No, they didn't show singing. But there's, like, the Burt Bacharach song in it. And there's a lot of, like, shots of the very choreographed dancing and big musical numbers.
But see, if I didn't know that this was a musical, I would just assume that was...
No.
Part of the... Because, like, he dances on the steps and stuff in that's the first true. One.
That
and,
is fair. I think I'm combining my knowledge of that fact and what I'm seeing in it.
I mean, it's not like they've been quiet about it. No, like, everyone on the fucking earth knows.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But they're not just showing, like, the non-musically looking parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not mean girling this trailer.
Right.
So, I appreciate that. But also... does that turn you off to this movie or make it more interesting to you?
Does what do that?
Just seeing what, now that we see like what this musical, I'm going to kind of put that in quotes, but what this musical looks like, are you like, oh, I'm down for this? Or is this, are you like, pass?
I think it looks real weird in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't glean, and I guess this is a good thing. This is one of those moments where I'm like, I can't glean an iota of what this plot is. And I kind of need to know a little bit of what the plot for this is before I go into
it. You don't need no shit, Chris.
I'm like, how much of this is just them in Arkham Asylum having a lot of fantasy sequences of them doing big musical numbers? And how much of this is them, is there an actual plot line beyond them wanting to get out?
Can I give you a headcanon that I have? Can I give you a guess of where I think it's going? I think he's going to run for mayor or governor or something. Because there's a part where he gets in the backseat of a car in a very nice suit and people are like either cheering or protesting or something.
Okay.
That's my wild Hail Mary suspicion.
I'm wondering, this is me doing this in this moment, so bear with me, if what you're describing is... he is a high profile case. His trial is a high profile trial.
Yeah.
So that's him on the way to his own trial. So maybe this movie takes place after the end of Joker 1, but before his actual trial happens. And he is staying in Arkham, like in that interim between hand. And he's gained a notoriety, a celebrity to him. Which is what attracts.
And then he's going to sing Putting on the Ritz or something.
Yeah. Honestly, now that you say it, if Putting on the Ritz is not in this movie, I will be shocked. I say. That's what it feels like. This whole vibe gives me a lot of Burt Bacharach, late 60s, that type of, or older. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, that guy.
It's my favorite name.
It's a good name.
Isn't it?
No. It's a terrible name.
It's a great name.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry him?
I've tried. He said, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well, you just did. So I got you good.
I said, Engelbert, I want you for your name. And he said, I need more.
Do you think he has a nickname? Does everyone just call him Engelbert?
If you had the chance to call someone Engelbert, wouldn't you?
No.
Ingi. Engelbert. Could just be Bert. Yeah. That would suck though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Your nickname was Bert.
Is that what Bert is short for?
No. Bert is short for... fuck, I don't know what Bert
is. I don't is think short it's for. Short for fuck.
You got me on that one.
Do you think Joker 2 looks good?
I do. This is another bit very
you
big.
Think it looks better than the first one? Because you were not a big fan of the first
I
one.
I wasn't a big fan of the first one, but I said this before, it is the quintessential, I don't like this, but I want more of it because this was at least a big attempt on something. This is an even bigger swing. As far as this trailer goes, it looks like an even bigger swing than the first movie. Maybe this is big enough that it'll connect. Maybe now that I'm going into this, knowing like what this world is and what these movies are.
Yeah.
That I'll just go like, all right, I get it. They're trying to be impressive. So.
Well, and frankly as well. All right. Let me ask you this way.
Okay.
When we watched Dune 2.
Yes.
I straight up was like, here's my opinion. Dune 2 is not a very good movie.
Right.
And also, I'm wrong. Don't listen to me. Is that kind of how you feel about the first Joker movie? Because like everybody fucking loves that movie.
Everybody loves it.
including me, yeah, by the way.
I guess essentially, yeah. I know I'm in the minority. I know very well that I am in the minority when it comes to my feelings on Joker.
Wow, now Chris is talking about minorities.
We're trying really hard to get ourselves canceled, each other canceled. Yeah. It's really equal opportunity on this this week. Yeah. Usually we come at each other or we're trying to spoil ourselves.
Or on each other just, or something. Yeah, I don't know, man. Or
in each other's hair, whatever. Anyway, but my point is I know that I'm in a small group when it comes to my opinion on Joker. So I get, do I think it's bad and I'm wrong? I mean, I think I'm right, but at the same time, I can't.
So do you feel like you sort of relate to Joker then in that everyone else is crazy and you're completely sane?
You know what? That's pretty accurate. And now that you say that, I now like this movie more.
Yeah.
Now I want to go watch the movie. Yeah. That's what it's about. Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling I will like this movie more than I like the first one because I'm going into it going, I know what they're doing with this.
Yeah.
And
they're singing Journey songs.
Oh man. I'll tell you what, if they were to do like Great American Standards and like Burt Bacharach songs.
Oh yeah.
And then out of nowhere, bust out Don't Stop Believing yeah. for no reason at all. The respect I have for this movie shoots up 90%.
I mean, it can easily be a duet. Just a small town girl, just a city boy.
It'd be brilliant.
It's kind of similar.
It'd be brilliant.
The only hard part is that you'd have to canonically change the Joker as being from South Detroit or whatever, or maybe Harley Quinn. I don't remember.
She could be from South Detroit.
Sure. Actually, she couldn't. South Detroit is not a real place. I don't know if you knew that.
Is there a Detroit?
Yes.
Is there a part of it that's southern to the other part of Detroit?
The way it's shaped, this has been described to me and I did not believe them because I had the exact same opinion you did. I'm going to look it up right now.
What is it? Oblong? What are you talking about?
It's like a triangle.
Okay, but is part of that triangle southern to the other part of the triangle?
Yeah, but it's really more central.
There's a south part of everywhere. There's a south part.
I'm searching Detroit. Yeah, there isn't though of this. I guess it kind of is.
There's got to be a part. It could be very small part, but there's a part of Detroit that would be a South Detroit. Unless Detroit goes in a straight line across one road. And even then, whatever's on the southern part of that line would be South Detroit.
Kind of. But then where? Because even if it's a straight, if it's a horizontal line, hang on, shut the fuck up. If it's a horizontal line,
at what
point, if you're all the way on the east end and the southern end, you would say East Detroit, right?
I guess.
If you were all the way on the east end. So if you start to come closer and closer west, eventually you're just in central Detroit.
Yes. But there's northeast, west, south. There's four sides to
not
this.
Not in Detroit, Chris.
That's true.
I've been there. Have you been to Detroit?
It's just a black hole.
Oh, Chris.
Have I been to Detroit? I feel like Chris. I passed through Detroit with my windows up and my doors locked.
Wow. Black hole.
No, that's you. I'm over here making a science joke, you fucking nerd.
I'm the black hole?
Mr. Went Midnight for 4 minutes in Rochester, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I sure did.
Jesus.
I spent like $1,000 on a hotel.
Well, what'd you get for it? A bunch of clouds.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know how much money I spent?
Dick.
Pupkis. And I got 90% totality. So there's that. Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, but I got 100.
I got like, no, you didn't. You got 100%. Well, you did, I guess. You're right. Those clouds.
I didn't see the sun at all.
It's covered in 100%.
I got like 200% totality.
Jeez.
I couldn't see the sun or the moon.
That's true. Wow. That's not going to happen for another 50 years.
Right. Yeah, that's not going to happen for another week.
Anyway, this movie looks interesting. I am actually interested. Does it look good? I'm going to say, you know, gun to my head, if I have to put a word to it, I'll say it looks good.
Yeah.
How about you?
And you think it's going to look better than the first one. I think it's, or that it's going to be better than the first one, or you'll like it more. I think it's going to be, I'm going to like it less than the first one, but not by much.
Okay. So, and that's judging by this trailer or just by like...
No, I haven't seen the trailer.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, judging by this trailer. What are you talking about? If I saw this trailer and then I was like...
I don't know if you felt that way before the trailer even came out.
Oh, well, I didn't know anything about it other than it's a... Yeah, oh my God, there's a spider on my wall.
How big? Is it huge?
No, but it's fast. Jesus. It knows.
Get it.
It knows that I saw
He's
it.
He's going to get it. Hang He's going to kill it.
Nope, it's gone.
Oh my God, it's in your headphones.
Yeah, no, it's not. You're not that good of an actor, Chris.
Well, I never said I was.
It's fucking fast, dude.
It's going to literally come back to bite you in the ass. You realize that.
Anyway, what'd you ask me?
Do you think this movie's going to be better than the first one?
Oh, yeah. So I think it's going to be slightly worse. I didn't really know. I don't know. I feel like finding out that it's a musical before the trailer could go either way. You know, it's either going to be like, I mean, it could be a little better, a little worse. Could be a fucking nightmare. Could be fucking incredible. Who knows? But like, after seeing this trailer, I like the way it looks. It looks real weird, which is what I want from a Joker sequel.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the whole musical thing is going to interest me. I mean, I guess that's part of it too, right? We haven't seen them sing. I haven't heard either of them sing. Phoenix, I only know his singing from Walk the Line, where he sounded exactly like Johnny Cash. Is he going to sound like Johnny Cash? That's going to be weird. So I don't know what they're going to do, you know? But I suspect from watching this, I'll like it a little less than the first one.
All right. Fair enough. Anything else, sir?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have anything else to say about anything at all.
Oh, fantastic.
Other than, I hope that
there's a spider still somewhere in that room.
Yeah, it sure is. There sure is, Chris.
All right.
Did you put it there?
Hey, Andrew.
Yes.
I did. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Where can they find us?
Well, they can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, I think. I gotta check when that's ending. YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, SoundCloud.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. You can find us on Twixer, where our handle is @MediaLunchBreak. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. Hopefully, there will be a review of Tabletop Beards. As you can see, or hear at least, Chris already likes it. So we're going to see what I think about it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on TikTok, where our handle is @TheMediaLunchBreak. We have merch on Teespring. You can find a link to that on our Twixer. So that, again, is @MediaLunchBreak. Head on over there and check that out. You can also find our Patreon at patreon.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. If you feel like chipping in a couple bucks, helping keep the lights on, give us a little bit of support, tell us how you feel. You can do that by writing it on the back of a $20 bill and putting it in our Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that again is patreon.com/TheMediaLunchBreak. You can send us an email at themedialunchbreak@gmail.com or visit our website, which is www.themedialunchbreak.com. Give us a rating and reviewing on iTunes, SoundCloud, or YouTube. And last but not least, special thank you to Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
And she...
Yes?
Is,
dead.
No. Very sad. And congrats to her for being cast as the Silver Surfer.
Hey, way to go. Like Andrew said, you can leave a rating and a review, and you can leave it right in app, and it really, 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 really does help people find us if you leave that little rating right there. As always, if you leave a 5-star rating, you can leave whatever review you want in that box. Doesn't matter. You can just shit all over us for all I care. I don't give a shit what you're saying there. This week, if you leave a 5-star rating, you know what? At this rate, I want you to leave some sort of tip for getting rid of spiders, because I'm pretty sure Andrew is going to need it.
A tip for getting rid of spiders?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get a shoe.
Well, I meant like in a bigger infestation manner.
You could caulk. You could
caulk it.
Yeah, grab some caulk.
Grab a big bunch
and
of...
Spray it in the cracks.
You're just all about this today.
Spray your caulk in the
all
cracks.
Right. Anyway. Anyway. This has been the best damn day of the week.
This is best.
This is best. The best damn day of the week, the Tuesday news days.
Yeah, it sure has.
Next week, Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Holy Roller.
Yes.
You forgot what the reading assignment was.
No,
for a second.
I'm thinking about...
When you're going to go see Monkey Man?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Because I had it scheduled for Saturday the 20th.
Mm.
But that's not going to work, is it?
Nope.
Well, we'll figure that out.
Yep. So, like I said, you've got Monkey Man, you've got Holy Roller coming up next week. But here's the thing. In the meantime, if you're listening to this, if you want to do Andrew a solid and find us another subject to do, if you're like, hey, don't watch Monkey Man, check this thing out instead. Send it over to us. If you're like, hey, I have a reading assignment for the both of you, send it over to us. If you're a creator, you wrote a comic, you shot a film, you made a pilot, something like that, and you want to put eyes on it, you want to put ears on it, send it over to us. We will do a whole episode on it. We will point people towards it. Send it over. We love doing stuff like that. Other than that, that's it. Look at that. There it is, everybody. That's how easy it is to make a thing. We made it.
We made
there
a
wasn't
thing.
A thing, and now there's a thing, and that's how easy it is.
Because we made it.
We did make a thing. So if you're listening to this, go out and make a thing. Go do something out there, okay?
Go out and make something that gets rid of spiders.
Yeah, for the love of God, and get it to Andrew as quickly as humanly possible. I mean, good Christ. Other than that, that's it. That's all I got, my man.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. No,
you're not. This is it. This is the rest of your night right now.
Do you know how many people spiders eat in their sleep? That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
But it's what came out because it's what's in your heart.
The spider?
Yep. It's in your heart. I told you it went into your headphones and now it went into your heart.
There's an idea for a movie.
Oh, that's crazy.
Chris, where'd it go?
In places you don't even want to imagine.
It put its cock in my crack.
It's interesting.
Holy shit.
Did you find it?
I sure did. It's right above me.
Get it.
Hang on. Hang on.
Get it.
Hang
you
on.
Get that motherfucker. You tell him Chris sent you, bitch.
I sent me.
Get it. What are you using?
Fucking cardboard box.
A cardboard box.
Eat shit. Yeah, I got him.
Yeah. Let me see it. I want to look into his dead eyes.
I mean, you're going to have to find him.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see it. Let me see it. Yeah. Fuck that guy. It's just a smudge, and that's the way I like him. Oh, then he ate it. Oh, no. Oh, no.